Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Comedian and actor Colin Quinn will bring his Wrong Side of History stand-up comedy tour to The Egg in Albany, New York on December 21st. Quinn's most recent one-man show, Red State, Blue State, ran in New York earlier this year and then premiered on CNN as the network's first comedy special in May. It's currently streaming on Netflix. Red State, Blue State followed a successful off-Broadway run of Colin Quinn, The New York Story, directed by Jerry Seinfeld, and Colin Quinn, Long Story Short, which earned the comedian a Drama Desk nomination. As an actor, Quinn appeared on HBO's Girls and Crashing and in the film Trainwreck. He's probably best known as Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update host for the last couple years of the 20th century. Colin Quinn, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thanks.
This tour is called Colin Quinn, Wrong Side of History. Your previous show, Red State, Blue State, had a joke about being on the wrong side of history. What made you want to look into it further?
Well, I was just thinking about how everybody feels like they evolve. Like, whenever people talk about culture today, they're like, well, you know, we evolved to this. And I'm like, yeah. And I was thinking, like, you know, everybody feels like they evolve, but humanity stays the same in the sense that, like, if people, like, technology evolves, science evolves, but human nature, to me, stays the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the language can change or people can be more heightened sensitivities in certain ways, but ultimately, as we see today, it'll still come down to tribalism and people getting ready to, you know, gear up to stop other people. Like, no, we haven't evolved to the point where we figured out how to solve conflict.
And what laughs are you finding in exploring those ideas?
Yeah, good question. The laughs is more me laughing as I judge everybody mm-hmm. and somehow put myself above them. No. That's my brand of comedy. No, but I mean, obviously I'm as guilty as everybody else, you know, and it's like the laughs is just in the, you know, the flaws of humanity, the recognition of like, oh God, how can it still be like this? You know what I mean? Like, how can everything that, you know, we accomplish still come down to these situations where there's just, you know, irresistible forces and immovable objects, and you know, there's no like Trump is one of those examples that everybody's like, well, Trump, you know, he's this, you know, whatever he is, you know, barbaric throwback to whatever, you know, and it's like, yeah, but it's not like anybody brilliant comes out where you go, oh, thank God, that person's like the antithesis of him. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Well, what I mean is, like, you'd think, like, if we really evolved, right, then there would be somebody where you go, well, this is the opposite of Trump. This is a brilliant person that has answers. But even though he's obviously a, you know, whatever he is, there's nobody that you go, well, here's the answers. There's no answer on any side before to anything real, really deep. Like, you look at the history of the world and there's never been an answer to poverty, you know, just for an example. So there's different variations and maybe they, you know, people say, well, we have this, but there's never been an answer to poverty. So there's more poor people now, let's say, even than during the savage times. By proportion, maybe it's the same or maybe it's even less. But it's still a healthy amount of people that are really poor. So nobody's gone up and go, here's the answer. And then everybody goes, that sounds like it is the answer. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by evolved. We don't have answers to the real basic things, you know?
Yeah.
We just have answers to surface things, you know?
I mean, some people probably think that one of the candidates, people who are strongly behind one of the Democratic primary candidates, is the answer. But you're saying since not everybody's turned toward that, we haven't found
right. I'm saying they don't have necessarily answers. They may be an answer in that it'll stop Trump, sure. But I mean, as far as real answers to world problems, like when I hear, well, let's say people might say Bernie Sanders, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But his answer is, we're going to stop these billionaires. And it's like, the answer would be, how are you going to do that? And one thing I know, you're not going to do it by, if I really believe Bernie Sanders was going to, like, bring about equitable economic equity, right, which would only be for this country anyway. It's not even a world problem. When I say poverty, I meant, like, the world, you know. But I'm saying he would say he would be being a lot nicer to these billionaires. You're not going to take down the billionaires. He's not going to take them down. Nowadays, all you have to do is press a button, and all your financial holdings are in another country. You know what I mean? So it's all tough talk, you know, and it gets everybody hot and bothered. It's not like there's no like practical thing, you know what I mean, where people say, no, here's what you do. Here's what was good. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's like bravado, you know.
Do you arrive at an answer in your stand-up or even a joke proposal?
Well, yeah. Well, in my last stand-up, I tried to, with the breaking up the country kind of into different sections and different, but I do feel like if we wanted to try different, if we were serious about it, we could try different systems in different places and see if there was a synthesis of something that would work, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it just gets farther and farther apart, you know? And so it's like, you know, it seems to me like when the FRC country was first getting formed, people were really invested in trying to figure out things, you know, figure out like the mechanic, like instead of just surface, like, hey, this brings economics, this now the stock market's up or the job is up. It's like, no, they would try to get into like the inside of it, like fixing a car, you know what I mean? Like try to find out why the engine works rather than just fixing the problem so it runs for a couple more years, you know? So I feel like if there was more of that kind of, you know, like I would, if it was up to me, I would have a constitutional convention every year, only I would make it so that people's faces and voices were distorted, and I would tell the public, that's because you won't let them fail. So we have to take responsibility too. Because if you had a constitutional convention now, like we're in a place now, I'm trying to put this in my act, and so far, it's not hilarious yet, but we're in a place now where the only people that are being honest are the people that are too stupid to know better. So you have all, let's take the Democratic field right now. All of them are afraid of social media, in my opinion, you know. So when they speak, they're speaking to pander to social media, right? So like Kamala Harris, even before she dropped out, people were lecturing her on sending people to the gas chamber. And instead of her going, yeah, I was a prosecutor, that's what I do, instead of defending her life, she was like, she didn't know what to say. Because she was told by her peer handlers or whatever, don't say that what you did was right, you know, from your point of view. And it's like, if it was right from your point of view, say it. So I just feel like everybody's being scrutinized in the most extreme, finite way, where you can't vacillate from any opinion without a full, you know, it's too much, you know. It's too much. You have to fall in line with the most extreme segments of the right or left. And it's like the extreme, and the only reason the extremists have that much power is because of social media, you know. So that's where I'm starting from, with the right side of history, is that nobody's been on the right side of history except subjectively that particular little group of people. Like, nobody solved big problems. People have solved things in history, sure, you know, but none of them were the hardcore inherent human nature things. Yeah, but that doesn't answer your question. You said, what is my solution, even joking? My solution would be, it's a combination. I would make everybody walk around with lie detectors on their body at all times, even though I know they're not constitutional, they're not 100% accurate.
And who's going to pay for them?
They're pretty accurate. What's that?
Who's going to pay for them?
Who's going to pay for insurance? You know, we'll find a way to pay for it. It's well worth it, because the money you're going to save, because if you look at some of the big problems in the world, let's say economic, it's a lot of it's because there's thieves on every level. So from street thieves to Wall Street thieves, there's always somebody in every group that robs. And either we don't see it or we let it slide because it's not part of your thing, you know? So this way, everybody gets checked constantly to be sure they're not robbing. and everybody has to be honest, not just politicians. Because everybody always wants to say politicians should be checked. It's like, yeah, and so should you, so should I, everybody. We're all in this together, you know what I mean? So it's like, that's what I would do. I would say lie detectors. I would put lie detectors on everybody's body. We all take a lie detector once a week. We have nothing to hide, you know what I mean? And I mean, it's people are worried about Orwellian society. That's already here. Obviously, the public, you know, took over for where it was supposed to be, you know. And so everyone's under surveillance by each other and the state and everything else. So we don't have to worry about that part. And then I would give like a system. Like my other show is One in Every Crowd, which is the one I've been playing with this whole time, about the one person in every situation. So like at your office or in your job or in your school, throughout your life, there's been one person in that class, at least one, that's been kind of a negative, toxic personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those people may be the thing we're supposed to be focused on in life. Like they're the ones, they're the butterfly effect that's ruining things. So I'll just have these, I would make an awareness where everybody's got to be graded on their personality. And so you start noticing who does this. Who's the person that always puts their fingers behind their head when you take the group picture? Who's the person that always says something passive-aggressive to say? Who's the person that does this? And then I would expose those qualities. Like, I feel like the more you expose of what, you know, what thievery is and what, you know, passive-aggressive behavior is, then it can only help the situation in the long, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not a good answer, but it's at least bringing to light certain things, you know what I mean? Because right now it's, you know, what's happening is crazy. I don't even know what's happening.
We have a current events discussion daily on this radio program, and a contingent of the participating panelists think that we are doomed. Do you think that America is doomed? Or the world?
Well, I mean, or the world, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, doomed is a, like, what does doomed even mean, you know? So it's like, we're definitely in a place where everybody's intractable. And nobody's coming across going, hey, guess what? Here's what's happening. Here's what we need to do. Here's the exact plans that are going to please everybody, you know? And nobody speaks the language, obviously, of the left and the right. You know, it's these two different languages. Even though we all speak English, it's really, it would be interesting if it wasn't tragic, you know? And so nobody's really trying to, nobody's putting forth the energy. Let's put it this way. Nobody's eliciting that kind of energy where you go, wow, that person really does understand. And you know who was doing it actually in 2016 was Bernie Sanders. Like, I would have thought it was a lie if I didn't personally know a couple of people that were Bernie supporters that voted for Trump. I would have said, nah, there's nobody that could be in that category.
Right.
But I know a couple of people that did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now they're full in Trump. And they were supporting Bernie. I mean, I have emails from people I know well. And I was like, or else I wouldn't believe that could happen. So I'm saying, Bernie did kind of have that thing where he was like, hey, these people are angry for a good reason too. You know what I mean? And so now it's just, you know, but I don't know if he, you know, I don't know what his story is now. You know, everybody's turned on him since his heart attack. So I know the struggle since I had a heart attack too.
You did. How long ago was that now? Was yours?
We're sick of the stigma, as people like to say about everything nowadays. Mine was like a year, almost 2 years, year and a half, year and 9 months.
And you're doing well?
Yeah.
Except for everything?
Except for the end of the planet, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to race against the planet, see who can get to the end first.
Colin Quinn, Wrong Side of History, will be performed at the Swire Theater at the Egg in Albany, New York on Saturday, December 21st at 8 p.m., theegg.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.